You can hear more about the violinist and their instruments from that story in an audio extra available at OzarksAtLarge.com. One of the violinists in the story, Dr. Erjean Kong, brought a relatively new instrument with her to KUAF while Sophie was working on the story. A violin, it turns out, I had seen a week or so before.
I'm actually making a violin right now for Dr. Kong there at the university.
That's Raymond Palmer, a luthier inside his violin-making studio in Rogers.
Which, as you can see, is not quite ready yet. I need to... I'm working on the fingerboard this afternoon. I should have it strung up later, maybe tomorrow or so. We'll see.
You may have seen or heard Raymond Palmer playing a violin as part of the band The Old 78s, or with the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, or the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. Since he enrolled in the Violin Making School of America in Salt Lake City in 2003, he's been making instruments as well. His shop, located near the St. Mary's Center for Nonprofits in Rogers, is a threefold operation. He sells retail violins for beginners and high school students. He fixes damaged instruments, and he creates new violins.
We're getting to the point where there's a really strong strings community here in the area, and so every strings community needs somebody to fix the instruments when something goes wrong, so...
Violins are among the most beautiful instruments, fragile and delicate, yet strong enough to create marvelous sounds in the right hands. But in the beginning, a violin resembles something far different.
Basically, it looks kind of like firewood. This is what the back would look like. It's just kind of a rough piece of lumber. You can see the texture to the wood, but of course there's no outline to it or anything. It's just a raw piece of wood. And the top would have looked a lot like this.
And that second piece of wood looks exactly like firewood, a triangular wedge of spruce fit for a camping trip. There are many steps to get from the firewood stage to the concert stage, and almost every one of them requires some sort of tool. Raymond's studio is home to an array of chisels, knives, and gouges. Some of the knives for the most detailed work, say around the pegs, have a blade as small as 1/16 of an inch wide. For other bigger jobs in the process, there are tools like the one that resembles a wicked shoehorn. It's 18 inches long, and it has a blade that's an inch and a half wide at the end.
And this is what I use for the very early phases of making an instrument. This is what I use to carve the arch and everything out of the raw wood.
Some of the violins he makes are contract work, like the violin he made for Erjean Kong earlier this year. Others, like a pair of violas he made, are shipped to large music stores in Omaha or Boston and sold on consignment. He's been making instruments for fewer than 10 years, never really attempting such a task until he was at the Violin Making School of America.
You know, you start kind of hands-on. They hand you a pile of wood and kind of give you some, you know, they help you along with the steps of making it, obviously, and teach you how to do it, but it's kind of, there's a lot of teaching yourself to do things, which is really the only way to do it.
The first violin he finished, he gave to his mother, a violinist, and she still plays it and has received compliments on it. Raymond Palmer moved to Northwest Arkansas to work with master violin maker Terry Borman and slowly began working on some jobs in his apartment. Last year, he sought more space and located in his current Rogers studio and expanded his retail capabilities. Lining the walls are violins made by others, ideal for young musicians involved in area school string programs, as well as some damaged instruments that he'll bring back to life. And then there are the violins he makes from scratch, Raymond Palmer originals. He's quick to point out that while his instruments are new, the traditions he's following certainly are not. As an example, he rolls out a blueprint for one style of violin he makes.
It really gets pretty technical. Basically, I guess you'd say it's a technical drawing of the instrument. So you can see it has an outline that I'll use. That'll be the final outline, more or less. And also kind of illustrates what the arching of the instrument looks like, along with some dimensions. You know, it tells you how wide it is, how thick some of the different parts are. But that's just kind of a beginning.
Now, this particular poster that is of a viola that you could make,
yes.
It says circa 1580?
Yes.
These are plans from the 16th century?
Well, it's an instrument from around 1580. This was made by a luthier who we call Gasparo de Salo.
And like his luthier predecessors, Raymond Palmer has to have one final test, one final requirement, before he knows one of his instruments is ready to leave the shop.
Well, I'll play a scale. You know, I try to get it in tune as best I can. And what I listen for is
Can you give me an example?
Oh, sure. Well, let's see. Let me get my tuning fork. I usually play a three-octave scale, and one of the main things I listen for is evenness. Some instruments will have just a really piercing, screechy kind of upper register and a lower register that just doesn't have any body to it. So I always try and listen to it, and that's the first thing I listen for, to see if it has kind of that same strength of tone across all the registers. That's one thing, and then also the resonance, to see if it, you know, at the end of that scale, I played that open G string, and you want something that'll, you know, if ringing is good, if you play it and immediately it just stops making any noise, then you've got some kind of problem.
You can visit Raymond Palmer at the Palmer Violin Shop at 1112 West Elm Street in Rogers, or online at palmerviolins.com, and to hear more, including how just looking at a legendary violin can give a contemporary violin maker some tips, you can go to ozarksatlarge.com. There, you'll also see a picture of the firewood-like early stages of a violin. This is Ozarks at Large.